Let's go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with ABC's correspondent in London, Tom Rivers, joining us right now. The latest on Israel and Hamas and social media really heating up in this issue. Good morning. Is this ceasefire deal any closer to happening, Tom?
It feels like this one might be a little bit different, but there, as you well know, there have been false starts in the past, so we're just going to see this week and see how it plays out. But according to the Wall Street Journal, the details of this deal being discussed in Cairo would amount to around 20 hostages. They think about 100 are still alive, but 20 of these hostages released, about 500 Palestinian prisoners released as well, allowing about 300,000 people down in the south in Gaza to head up to the northern part of the territory and return to their homes or the rubble where their homes once were. So we'll see what happens. The foreign minister of Israel says also it would delay the offensive that may well happen in Rafah. If this deal does go through, it would be temporary. It would last for at least 6 weeks, and then we're into a new stage and see where we go. But again, it's not a done deal yet. We keep watching this one very, very closely.
From a humanitarian standpoint, I think the world, it seems like, would like to see a ceasefire, at least to see some, you know, relief brought to those suffering civilians. But at the same time, if a deal goes through, there could be destabilization in Israel's government, yeah?
Well, exactly. And it's very complicated because you have a couple of right-wingers that do not like a deal in any way, shape, or form. And they say they would quit the war cabinet, and then you could, in theory, have a dissolution of the government. And then what do? You have to get a new government in place. That takes time. It's messy, and it's complicated. On the other hand, you have, again now, every weekend protests in Israel, people demanding. They're saying, look, Netanyahu, we've had 6 months to get our hostages out. You're incompetent. You should be getting out of it anyways. And, of course, his poll numbers are very, very low indeed. So, yes, it is a political domestic mess right now in Israel as well. And jumping into the whole, if you will, situation is Antony Blinken. 6 other trips, not a whole lot of success. Fingers crossed, though, he says, hopefully this is going to be the one we're going to get some kind of, you say, a ceasefire and maybe a roadmap on the back of that. But everything to look for, the devil's in the detail. Watch the next couple of days very, very closely indeed.
We've got about a minute left. I wanted to touch on the story you're also covering because we are Olympic City, USA. The Olympic flame transfer, a little bit different this time from Greece to France.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. This is, the flame is always, it bounces around Greece, then it goes on a plane and it goes somewhere and comes off the plane the other end. This one is kind of interesting and lovely. This three-masted vessel left over the weekend in Greece heading to Marseille in France. They hope to get there on the 8th of May, and that's transporting the flame. And it's interesting, this vessel's been around from the, I think it's 1896, the first year of the quote-unquote modern Olympics. So that's kind of symbolically kind of interesting as well. And, of course, do it by sea. It's more romantic.
Yeah.
It's more interesting, and it's something yet else to talk about.
No doubt. Tom, always great to catch up. Thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Take care.